It's Illinois Edition. I'm Brian Mackey. Now that it seems Donald Trump will be his party's nominee for president, Republicans have a decision to make. That's particularly true in a so-called blue state like Illinois, where some of Trump's most anti-immigrant and misogynist comments are not expected to play well with the general electorate. Tony Arnold covers Illinois politics for WBEZ, the public radio station in Chicago. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian.
What is that decision Republicans have to make?
Well, the decision's basically, are you with Trump or are you against him? Donald Trump won the Republican primary in Illinois back in March by a pretty big margin, and Trump had virtually no organization throughout the state. Very few, if any, elected officials, elected Republicans were really coming out in favor of Trump's that strongly. But, you know, regardless of that, Trump won anyway, and here we are.
Yeah, and Illinois is a state that has a lot of Latinos in it, a growing Latino population, and Democrats have generally done well.
That's very true. I think it's important to note that there's been a handful of exceptions to that in the last decade or so, and Bruce Rauner's one of them. I think it's going to be interesting to see how Bruce Rauner, it's already been interesting to see how Bruce Rauner's dealt with handling questions about Donald Trump, and it's going to be, I'm sure those are only going to magnify here in the next several months until November.
Well, yeah, let's start with that. So back on, I think it was March 21st in Chicago, the governor was asked about Trump, who had just then won the Illinois primary.
All right, I'm sorry, your question.
If Donald Trump is the nominee, would you support him?
I will support the Republican Party's nominee for president. I'll do everything I can to work with that nominee.
Even if it's Trump?
I will support the Republican Party's nominee.
Why would you vote for Trump if he does get the nomination?
I'm sorry?
Why would you support Trump if he does get the nomination?
I'm the leader of the Republican Party in Illinois.
So, Tony, the governor says he's the leader of the Republican Party in Illinois. Will he be leading that party to the Republican National Convention this summer?
No, he says that the governor says that he will not be going to the Republican National Convention. The reason he says that is to work on issues facing Illinois, which obviously are substantial. But that aside, it's seen as being, the convention is seen as being this unifying event for the party to get behind the candidate. And for Bruce Rauner to say that he's not going, even as he does, you know, say that he's the head of the Republican Party as governor of the state. That's a very significant decision to be made, and there's a lot there, I think, that's not being said by Rauner about how he feels about Donald Trump.
So the governor has not come out strongly against Trump, nor has he come out strongly for him. But let's start with that former category, Never Trump, right? Who in Illinois Republican circles is in the Never Trump camp?
One of the biggest names that I've encountered is Pat Brady, who used to be the chairman of the state Republican Party in Illinois. And so he's no stranger to the Republican Party politics in the state. And he's come out very strongly against Trump. He was a delegate for Ohio Governor John Kasich, and even is slated to go, depending on what Kasich does with his delegates, if he ends up releasing them or not. But I talked to him recently just about what it is that his problems with Donald Trump are, and here's what he had to say.
He just doesn't represent, to me, the principles of the Republican Party, so I'm not going to support him, and I'm not really concerned what people think or do, but that's the way I feel about it.
So he says he does not represent the principles of the Republican Party. Are there people who are maybe still waiting to be convinced and think that maybe Trump could find some principles that they can support enough to get behind him?
There certainly are Republicans in Illinois who are not in the Never Trump, but are saying, well, either I'm coming around to him, or I don't want to come around to Trump, but I could be convinced to. And I think that in that category is Ron Sandak, who's a DuPage County Republican. He's a state representative in Springfield from DuPage County. And Sandak is, again, he was another Kasich supporter and is basically trying to figure out where he stands with Trump. Obviously, he didn't support Trump's candidacy because he supported John Kasich's view. And so now he's in this position where he's trying to figure out, what is it about Trump, if anything, can I get behind?
I want to see some effective Republican policies displayed by our Republican candidate, or, you know, I may just focus singularly on me and in my local race.
So that was State Representative Ron Sandak, a Republican from DuPage County, saying that he is going to focus on him, possibly, in his race. This is Illinois Edition. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking with Tony Arnold of WBEZ about how the Illinois Republican Party is dealing with Donald Trump as the nominee for president. So Representative Sandak says he's going to wait and see. But there are people in Illinois, Republicans in Illinois, conservatives in Illinois, who are fully aboard the Trump train and say that other people ought to get there too.
Well, I think this is what is the big conflict for Republicans in the state. You have Pat Brady and Ron Sandak who have even said they're worried about what happens down ballot from the presidential race. Is a voter going to cast all Republicans in the same vein as Donald Trump? Or are Republicans who say that they're not with him going to be rewarded by voters and who don't like Trump and therefore split their ticket and vote against Trump for president, but then for other Republicans? Pat Brady said that his main concern right now is Chris Roebling is a Republican strategist in Chicago who basically says distancing yourself from Donald Trump is a mistake for if you're a Republican.
If there are Republicans who are seriously thinking about running away from their party's standard bearer, I can tell you now, those are the kind of Republicans who are going to lose, lose, lose.
And I guess his hypothesis is that they're going to lose because Trump supporters are enthusiastic about Donald Trump, right? And they think that he won the nomination and other Republicans ought to get on board.
Right. He buys into what Trump is saying, that Trump has expanded the electorate of Republicans. It's not just the typical Republicans who have come out to the primaries, not just in Illinois, but across the country. He's brought in new people to pull a Republican ballot. So that's Roebling's point of view, is that someone like Sandak, if Sandak were to distance himself from Trump, that he'd be in trouble in his own race in November, since every state representative is up for election this November. That puts also Bruce Rauner, who hasn't fully said, you know, he said that he would support the Republican nominee, but that's about as far as he's gone with Donald Trump. He's investing millions of dollars to this November campaign to try to eat into some of the supermajorities that are at the Illinois House and Senate, the State House and State Senate. So if there's going to be campaigns against Trump in certain parts of the state, it's going to be interesting to see how Republicans like Rauner, who are at the top in funding a lot of these races, how they frame the debate in the fall election toward Trump or against him. Meantime, you have the Trump delegates who in Illinois are not, many of them are not elected Republicans, but they have been around the party a little bit, some of them. So I talked to Anthony Anderson, who is a Trump delegate from Illinois' 11th congressional district. He's from the Joliet area. Anthony Anderson basically said, look, I wasn't a big fan of John McCain in 2008 or Mitt Romney in 2012.
You know, I didn't really particularly agree with those guys back then. You know, I thought they were middle-of-the-road Republicans. But then again, you know, we had support from the GOP in Illinois for those two candidates. So because their guy doesn't get in, then, you know, that's just a sign of spoiled milk. And these guys aren't playing fair with the people within their own party.
So, spoiled milk. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see how that plays out. It's certainly going to be an interesting 6 months coming up.
It is. And you know, one thing that a lot of Republicans from Anderson to Sandak to Brady to Chris Roebling have said is that the way to unify the party is to have Donald Trump tone it down a little bit, tone down the rhetoric. That's one of the most offensive things that the Republicans I've talked to have found. At the same time, you also hear them grapple with that because that's part of the reason for Trump's success. So do you tell Trump to tone it down to bring more Republicans who aren't quite on board yet in at the or do you have him keep going, double down on the strategy that's taken him this far into the campaign at this point and keep the same tone that he's had all along?
Tony, thank you for speaking with us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Tony Arnold covers state politics for WBEZ, the Chicago Public Radio Station. I'm Brian Mackey.